all of a sudden I was, you know, I just felt the head protruding, you know, and I felt my legs buckling, I was getting ready to hit the floor. As a matter of fact, I was right in the hall, my husband grabbed me before I hit the floor, you know. Now I remember him turning me around in circles trying to find a way to put me, what happened, but I said, hey, put it down here now, and just put it down. So as soon as he put me down, then that's when the head, you know, really came out forcefully, you know. And my sister was in the middle of the room. She said, Yoli, what's the matter, baby? I said, I'm getting ready to have a baby. I said, help me, you know. So she came there. She was just like a midwife. And Dad was standing over instructing her, you know, telling her what to do and what have you. But the only thing that they didn't do was, he wasn't too sure about the afterbirth, you know, and, you know, being connected, you know, the afterbirth and the umbilical cord. So they left the baby there, too late, you know, with the afterbirth and the umbilical cord and what have you. But they said Daddy did fine, you know, no problems, no complications, anything. It was all over the hospital. As a matter of fact, I got first-hand treatment. Yes, sir.
Okay, if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
looks identically like his father.
Okay. Okay, if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up. See,
and you're the only one?
No, there's four of us. I got an older brother, an older sister, and a younger sister.
Well, I admire your mother and father. And I'm about to go berserk behind the two in the community neighborhood, the community kids.
If mothers looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has done what with three children?
She has raised, reared.
Okay, what if you're talking to a naughty child, you might say you're going to get a...
smack dead betwixt the eyeballs. Where are you going?
I think I know what about it.
Okay, what if it was something even... harder than just a smack?
Spanking.
Okay. Okay, when you put your plants inside, you expect them to
grow?
Okay. You might say yesterday they
grew.
Okay. And then several times they have
grown.
Okay. Okay, a child is born to an unmarried woman is a
illegitimate child.
Okay. Do we talk? I think we talk about this. Wow. Okay. Is there anything else?
A bastard child.
Okay.
You know the funny thing about it? I had a young girl that asked me that. Oh man, that thing really hurt me. You know. As a matter of fact, we were watching High Big Valley. Mm-hmm. With Bobby Steinrich, you know, Keith and all. And that's when Heath came into the picture, you know. And we were watching, had a group of kids here, you know. We were watching it. And that's when the older brother, you see it? Do you see that part?
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's when the older brother, or the middle one, hit him.
Uh-huh.
And said, you're my bastard, you're my father's bastard child, you know. And so the young girl asked me, she said, Aunt Sylvia, I said, what, babe? She said, what does bastard child mean? I said, well, babe, you know, it's hard when kids ask you this, you know. I said, well, baby, I said, it's when a child is born out of wedlock, meaning, you know, she's not married within, you know, with the grounds of mother and father, you know, the original mother and father. And then she said, Aunt Sylvia, is that what I am?